我哋今日嘅主题系顺服于神。
Father, we come before you with thanksgiving, knowing that you are good to all those who submit to you, and I pray that you help us to understand what it really means by submission to your will, and help your servant to explain your word clearly so that we all walk in step with the Holy Spirit. And I pray that you be with us this morning and lead us into all truth, and help us to walk in the truth so that we are truly blessed by you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Today's title is Submit to God.
今日的题目是顺服神。
Submission is a lesson each and everyone has to learn.
这个顺服的功课是我们每一个信徒都要学习的。
Who learned this first?Jesus Christ, the one he learned first.
主耶稣是首先学习了。
Will you please turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, all the way to verse 10?
希伯来书五章七节一路读下去。
And Jesus Christ learned the lessons of submission, and he became perfect, and that's why he can save us.
主耶稣学习了这个顺服的功夫，他自己变作完全，所以可以能够拯救我们。
And then he expects us to follow him.
他希望我们能够跟随他。
And I read that to you, you listen carefully.
我读给你听，你们留心听。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 to verse 10. And then you write right beside that, 7 to 10, you write down, this is the lesson.Submission is a lesson each and every one of us has to learn. Each and every one of us has to learn. Jesus Christ himself, he learned it first.
在七節至到十節那裡你寫低，這個是我們順服的功夫，我們每一個人，是我們每一個人都要去學習的。
The one who refused to learn it, the one will lose the salvation.
誰沒有來到學習這個順服的功夫的時候，他連他自己得救都失去了。
Verse 7 During the day of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayer and petition with loud cry and tear to the one who saved him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience.Obedience is the same word as submission. He learned obedience, he learned submission from what he suffered. The only way we can learn submission, the only way we can learn obedience is through suffering. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Obey him, that means submit to him. Anyone who refuses to submit to him,Anyone who refused to obey him, he didn't have a salvation. Okay? And was designated by God to be a high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
七節，基督在肉體的時候，既大聲哀哭，流淚禱告，懇求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔誠蒙了應允。他雖然為兒子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺服，他既得以完全，就为凡顺服。这个顺服的字呢，就是好像要我们去遵从服从的解，从他的人成了永远得救的根源，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
So what is the benefit of submission to God?
我们如果去顺服神有什么好处呢？
Number one.
第一。
In verse 7.
第七节。
When you pray to God, God hear you.
当你向神祷告的时候，神就听你的祷告。
Number two.
第二。
Verse 8.
第八节。
You have salvation.
你就有这个 salvation, 救恩。
Number three.
第三。
Verse 10.
第十节。
You can serve God.
你可以服侍神。
As priest.
好似祭司咁样嚟到。
I want to write it down.
你写低。
You write down those three benefits.
你写低呢三个嘅好处。
Okay, now this submission, I want you to write down submission, okay?
你寫低順服。
Submission is equivalent to obedience.
這個順服就等於是服從這樣。
Submission equivalent to fear of God.
就好像是敬畏神一樣。
Submission means you know God.
这个呢顺服呢就是你认识神。
I give you another proof.
第二个明证。
Job, chapter 22, verse 21. NIV say, submit to God and live at peace with him. Then prosperity will come to you. But in Chinese saying, say, you know God, live at peace with him, then prosperity will come to you. In other words, if you don't submit to God, I tell you one thing, that means you don't know God.Okay?
这个约伯记二十二章二十一节，你要逆升神就得平安，福气也必临到你。如果你不去顺服神的时候，我告诉你听，你都仲仍然未逆升神。
The Chinese one is not as good as the English one. Let me explain to you.
中文呢就翻译得冇英文咁好啦。
Anyone who don't submit to God,
边个唔顺服神嘅话
，he has no peace within his heart.
他就没有这个心里面的平安。
You submit to God.
你顺服神。
You follow God.
你跟随神。
You obey God.
你顺服神的话。
You live at peace with God.
你就有这个的与神 一同行而有这个的平安。
Just like Romans chapter 8 verse 6.
好像罗马书八章六节。
You are, you know, you so lean on, on your own flesh. You don't lean on the Holy Spirit.
你靠肉体的时候而不靠灵的话
，You have no peace, man.
你就冇呢个嘅平安。
Romans chapter 8 verse 6.
罗马书八章六节。
The mind of a sinful man is dead, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
体贴肉体嘅就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
And how do I submit to God?
我怎样能够顺服神呢
？Do I submit to God by my own strength? No, the Bible didn't say that.
我是利用我自己的能力来去学习顺服呢
？Submit to God by the power of the Holy Spirit.
当我们要去顺服神的时候，我们要靠着圣灵的大能。
The mind of a sinful man is dead.
你自己靠着肉体的时候，你就是死。
But the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
你自己靠着圣灵的话，你就有生命平安。
You don't walk in step with the Holy Spirit, you have no peace in your mind.
你不与圣灵同行的时候，你就没有这个的平安。
If you say you have peace, you lie to me, you lie to God.
如果你说你自己有平安的时候，你就是向我讲大话，向神来到去撒谎。
Go back to Job, chapter 22, verse 21.
去回约伯记。
Submit to God and be at peace with him.
你顺服神的时候，你就有这个的生命平安。
Right beside at peace with him.
你写低有这个平安旁边。
You write down. If you walk in step with God, if you follow God, then you have peace. You don't follow God, you have no peace.
如果你是与神同行，你同神一起来到去出入的话，你就有平安，如果不是的话，你就没有这个的平安。
Isaiah 48:22, Isaiah 57:21, God say, the wicked has no peace.
以赛亚书48章22节57章21节，这里讲到是恶人没有平安。
But those who lean on him,
谁来到倚靠神的话，
those who obey him,
誰跟隨神
的話， Don't follow him.
誰跟隨他的話，
Have peace.
有平安。
That's what the Bible say.
這個是聖經這樣講。
You say you have peace.
你說你有平安。
But you don't follow.
但是你沒有跟隨神。
You are liar.
你就是撒謊。
The Bible say.
聖經說。
Isaiah 26 verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace with him, whose mind is steadfast. Whose mind is steadfast, that means the mind that is controlled by the Holy Spirit. The mind who controlled by the sinful nature, you have no peace.
坚心依赖他，依赖神的，他必保守我们有十分平安，因为我们依靠神。
Now listen to me very carefully. I say that in this church numerous times, and yet some people still don't follow, okay?
我已经在这个教会讲了无数次，但是有很多人仍然没有跟随。
But one thing I appreciate Ken very much, because I see him grow, I lead him to Christ, I see him grow gradually, gradually, gradually. You know, at first when he come here to read the scripture, he didn't do a good job, and when he pray, he just pray using one sentence, oh, lo and behold, and year and 2 years later, I saw his life change.Anyone who agree with me, could you please raise your hand?
我想好赞赏啊 Ken 呢个后生仔，因为我带佢信主，我睇住佢成长。佢初时嚟到做主席嘅时候，祈祷只系得一两句。而家咧，佢喺一两年内咧，佢成长咗好多。
And I say numerous time, and I say one more time.
我讲咗好多次，我而家再讲一次。
Those people who lead song, I don't want you to sing any more short song, okay?Sing this kind of song. Higher ground, himself, that proves that you want to grow.
我再讲一次就是边个做主席的话我不想再唱那些好像时代曲那些就要好像唱我要向高处行主自己这些的歌如果唱这些歌的时候就是你想能够成长了。
Do you understand?You can submit, you can do your own thing, but a few years later, you will see the end result, okay?
你自己可以學習去順服，或者你可以行自己的路，在一兩年期間你就看到結果是怎樣。
If Jesus Christ himself has to learn submission, learn obedience through what he suffered, how much more we are students of Jesus?We are his servant. How much more we have to learn?
如果主耶稣基督他自己都要学习去顺服，他藉着他自己在这个苦难里面学习顺服，我们自己是他的门徒，是他的学生，我们都要在当中来到去学习。
Because he has a perfect submission to God.
他自己因为完全的顺服的时候，
then he can be a source of eternal salvation to all those who obey him, who submit to him.You don't obey Jesus, you want salvation, you have no salvation, man.
他就成了我们得救的源头。如果我们自己都不去学习顺服的时候，我们就连这个救恩都没有。
It's very easy to know that you have no peace. Why? Because when you are in suffer, when you pray to God, God say, I'm sorry, I don't answer your prayer. I don't answer your prayer because when I talk to you, you don't listen to me. Why should I hear your prayer?
我就会知道你们是没有这个的平安，为什么呢？因为你们受苦的时候，你们向神而祈求，神说我不认识你，你都没有听我的祷告，你都没有听我的说话，所以当你祷告的时候，我都不垂听你。
You submit to God.
你向神顺服的
时候。You know God. A lot of people say, I know God, but you don't submit to God. I'm sorry, you don't know God. Okay? When you say, oh, I fear God. No, I'm sorry, you don't fear God. Unless you do exactly what Proverbs chapter 2 verse 1 to 5 has done. Okay? Accept my word. You don't argue. Accept my word. You don't argue. And, you store my command within your heart. You remember what I say? My son? You cry out for understanding. You pay attention to my word. Turn your ear to wisdom.Apply your heart to understanding. Anytime when you hear God's word, you don't understand. You want to understand. You apply your heart to understand it. Something you hear, you don't understand. You say, that's okay. A lot of things I don't understand. I don't understand this. It's okay. No. You apply your heart to understand. You want to understand it. And then you still don't understand. You cry out for understanding. You cry to God, say, God, I want to understand you. And then you when you pray to God, you still don't understand. You cry aloud. You let everybody know that. Say, Pastor John, pray for me for that. I want that. And then you yourself go home and study. Search for it. As for silver, I know you know how to make money. But when, as far as study scripture, you don't know. Because you don't search for it as for silver. Look for it as for hidden treasure. Then and only then, you know what it really means by fear of the Lord. Then and only know, you know what it really means by the knowledge of God. You know God. Otherwise, Jesus says, you don't know me. Come on, give me a break. You don't know me. Okay? Read that. Chapter 2,
箴言书 1-5. 5节, 他说, 我儿, 你若领受我的言语, 传记我的命令, 则以听智慧, 专心求聪明, 呼求明智, 扬声求聪明, 寻找他如寻找银子, 搜求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝, 你就明白敬畏耶和华, 得以认识神, 因为耶和华赐人智慧, 知识和聪明, 都由他口而出。
As far as I'm concerned, the word submission is the same word as obedience. The word obedience means fear God. I give you a proof. Psalm 145 verse 8, Psalm 145 verse 19, those who fear him, the Lord say, I will hear your prayer. When you cry out to him, he deliver you. Same as when Jesus learned the perfect submission, because of a reverent submission, he cried out to God, God deliver him. You understand? You fear God, God hear your prayer. You do your own thing, you want him to hear your prayer? Give me a break, man. Give me a break.
我自己就觉得呢个嘅顺服同服从呢系一模一样。
如果你服从神嘅时候, 149, 145, 19,
你就顺服神, 就即系敬畏神。 我哋睇返诗篇145篇, 第8节同埋第19节。
唔系8节,系19节。
19节, 敬畏他的, 他必成就他们的心愿, 也必听他们的呼求, 拯救他们。 我们当我们去向神祈求的时候, 神就在我们的苦难当中来到去拯救我们。
Okay, now, I give you the background. Let's take a look. Jesus Christ, he learned submission through what he suffered.
主耶稣在他的苦难里面学习了顺服。
And Isaiah, God said through Isaiah, God said, the wicked has no peace, only those who lean on him have perfect peace. The one who lean on him, that means the one who fear him, is the one who know him, the one who submit to him, the one who obey him. Am I right?
在以赛亚书讲到, 这些恶人必不得平安, 我们只有是能够, 顺服他, 依靠他的时候, 我们心里面先得着平安。
Lesson number one.
第一个学习到的功课,
Paul learned it very well.
保罗已经学了。
Take a look at that.
看看。
When Paul preached the gospel,
当保罗传道的时候,
he tell other people, Jesus is the Christ.
他告诉人听, 耶稣就是基督。
Acts chapter 18, Acts chapter 18 verse 5, when Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, exclusively testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ.
在第5节18章, 西拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候, 保罗为道迫切, 向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。
He preached that Jesus was the Christ.
他传就是耶稣是基督。
He testified Jesus was the Christ.
保罗为他们证明耶稣是基督。
You can preach about the scripture without telling people Jesus was the Christ, and that people still doesn't have salvation.
你可以来到去同人哋讲解圣经, 但是, 最后你如果都没有讲到耶稣是基督的时候, 你都没有传到这个福音。
Because no one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ.
因为没人能够到父那里去，除非是藉着主耶稣。
For Jesus Christ said, I am the way.
主耶稣说我是道路。
For there's no other way.
除我之外没有其他的方法。
You can preach all kind of things.
你可以讲很多的东
西。But your preaching is in vain.
但是你所讲的东西都是空虚的。
You can testify all kind of things.
你可以证明很多的东西。
Your testimony is in vain.
你的这个的见证都是虚空的。
Unless you talk about Jesus was the Christ.
如果只要你一定要讲耶稣就是基督。
For salvation come to no one else.
这个救恩不能够可以得到的。
For there's no other name by which we can save.
没有其他的名藉着我们可以得救。
We can only be saved by God through Jesus Christ.
我们只是能够藉着主耶稣基督能够被父神拯救。
But because he know that when he preached Jesus was the Christ,
当他传到耶稣是基督的话，
he will be opposed.
他会受到拦阻。
Verse 6.
第六节。
But when the Jews opposed Paul and become abusive, he shook out his cloth in protest and said to them, your blood be on your own head, and I am clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentile.
保罗他讲到的时候，既然受到抗拒、毁谤，保罗就抖着衣裳说：你们的罪归到你们自己头上。
Verse 7. Then Paul left the synagogue, no more preaching in the synagogue, and went next door to the house of Titius Justus, a worshipper of God. Crispus, the synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians, who heard him believed and were baptized.
第七节，于是保罗就离开了那里，到离开了这个会堂，到了一个人的家中。这人名叫提多尤士都，是敬拜神的。他的家靠近会堂，管会堂的基利斯布和全家都信了主。还有许多哥林多人听了就相信受洗。
Those people who worship God in the synagogue,
有些人在这个的会堂来到敬拜主的，
have not yet been saved.
都未能够得救。
Until Paul preached Jesus was the Christ,
直至到保罗讲到耶稣是基督，
the synagogue ruler and his entire household was saved.
这个管会堂的人和他全家都能够得救。
And some other people were saved too.
亦都有其他的人信主。
And his ministry very effective.
他自己的传道那个的工作是很有效。
They believe in what Paul said.
他们相信保罗所说
的。I want you to list right beside that. Believe and were baptized.
相信而且受洗。
When they believe Paul, that means they disbelieve what all other preachers are preaching. You understand? When he believed Paul, that means he disbelieved all other preachers preaching.Because all the other preachers denied Jesus was the Christ.
当他们相信保罗所讲的东西，就是证明了他们将所有其他的人所讲的道就反叛了。因为他们相信保罗所讲的耶稣就是基督。
All other preachers, they preach in the synagogue, they don't say Jesus was the Christ.
即是所有其他的传道人，他们在会堂里面，他们没有讲到耶稣是基督。
And those believers are genuine believers too, because they were baptized into the name of Jesus Christ right away.
那些人听到的时候，他们都仍然相信，因为他们立刻受洗。
And then they become disciples of Jesus.
他们就变了，即刻变了是耶稣的门徒。
And one night,
有一晚，
the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision.
主在异象中对保罗说，
Do not be afraid.
不要怕。
Keep on speaking.
只管讲。
Do not be silent.
不要闭口。
Because he knows that Paul is afraid.
他当然知道，主当然知道保罗是惧怕的。
Because he knows that Paul wants to stop speaking anymore.
他主知道保罗，他都想不想再讲下去了。
Paul wants to keep his mouth shut too.
保罗不想再开口了。
What's the reason?
为什么会这样呢？
Verse 10.
第十节。
For I am with you.
我与你同在。
No one's going to attack you.
没人下手要害你。
Nor anyone will harm you.
没人会害到你。
Because I have many people in this city of Corinth.
因为在这城里，就是哥林多的城，我有许多的百姓。
I want you to write beside stay. So Paul stayed for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God.Stay, right beside stay, you say, Paul
submit to Jesus.
保罗在那里住了一年零六个月，你在住了那里写低就是保罗顺服神。
He believed in Jesus' promise.
他相信主耶稣的应许。
No one can attack him.
没人能够打他。
No one can harm him.
没人来到害他。
Because Jesus was with him.
因为主耶稣与他同在。
So that's why he keep on preaching and teaching.
所以他继续来到去传道去教导。
Right beside the word.
写低神的道的道旁边。
The word in verse 11, you write down capital letter W.
你写低大草 W.
It's not a small letter word.
不是细草这个的神的道。
What's the word of God?
是神的道。
Word of God, that means Jesus' name.
神的道就是主耶稣的名。
You write down Revelation 19:13. He keep on preaching Jesus was the Christ, man.
保罗继续讲耶稣就是基督，就是在启示录十九章十三节。
He was mistreated abusively.
他是被人去打去闹。
He was opposed.
他被人抗拒他。
By those disbelievers.
就是这些不信的人。
And yet he kept on preaching.
但是他仍然继续去传道。
For Jesus said.
因为主耶稣说
I have a lot of my people in the city of Corinth.
因为主耶稣说在这个的哥林多城我有许多的百姓。
And he obeyed.
他顺服。
He submit.
他来到跟随。
He know God.
他相信神。
He fear God.
他敬畏神。
And he has power.
他就有这个能力了。
Keep going.
继续。
And verse 12. When Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul, brought him into court. This man, they charged, is persuading the people to worship God in ways contrary to the law.
第十二节，到这个加流作这个亚该亚方伯的时候，犹太人同心起来攻击保罗。拉他到公堂说这个人劝人不按着律法敬拜神。
And verse 14,
14节
Just as Paul was about to speak, Gallio said to the Jews, If you Jews were making a complaint about some misdemeanor or serious crime, it would be reasonable for me to listen to you. But since it involved question about words,The word of God, name, Jesus, Messiah, and your own law, settle the matter yourself. I will not be a judge of such thing. Because this has nothing to do with, against the Roman law. You know, it's your own Jewish law. No, I'm not going to judge that. So verse 16, so he had them ejected from the court. Then they all turned on Sothenes, the synagogue ruler.He didn't turn to Apostle Paul. Because if he turned to Apostle Paul, wow. If he turned to Apostle Paul, that means Jesus' promise, as recorded in verse 9 to 11, was broken. Because Jesus said, I'm with you. No one can attack and harm you. And so that's why none of them all turned to Sothenes, the synagogue ruler.And beat suddenly in front of the court. He didn't beat Paul. Okay?
第十四节，保罗刚要开口，加流就对犹太人说：你们这些犹太人，如果是为冤枉或奸恶的事，我理当来圣听你们。但所争论的，若是关乎言语、名目，即系呢度咧讲到呢个神嘅话语嗰啲嘢吓。讲到名目就是讲到耶稣尼赛亚那些还有你们的律法即是这些都不是关乎罗马的律法是你们自己犹太的律法你们自己去办吧这样的事我不愿意审判就把他们叫出公堂众人便抽住管会堂的锁提来我们看到这里保罗没有被打只是打了管会堂的锁提来 如果保罗被打咧，咁即系咧，神喺上边九节至十一节嘅说话咧，就系错咗啦，因为神叫保罗放胆嘅讲，唔使惧怕，因为咧没有人能够下手害保罗嘅。所以我哋睇到呢度咧，冇人捉拿住保罗，反而咧打咗呢个管会堂嘅所提力，在堂前打他，这些事家流都不管。
The Bible says in verse 10, no one, he means no one. No one is no one. No one is going to attack and harm you. You circle the word no one. And then in verse 16, and then circle the word all in verse 17, then they all circle the word all turn on Sothene, the synagogue ruler.When Jesus say no one, he means no one. And then, look here that. Luke say, they all turn on who? Sothene. They don't attack Paul. Okay?
在第十節嗰度我哋睇到主耶稣话没有人下手，没有人，就係一个都冇，冇人嚟到下手嚟到害保罗。然之后我哋睇第十七節嗰度讲到话众人，即是好多的人，这里呢路加医生就看到将他记载了，之前就没有人能够下手，之后呢在十七节讲到就众人抽住管会堂的所提来。
And the second one learn submission. Number one is Paul. Number two is Sothene.
第二个就是讲到这个所提来学习顺服。
Because someone beat him up.
因为有人打他,
and he still believe in God.
他仍然相信。
Later on, when Paul write the letter to the church of Corinth,
迟啲保罗就写信俾哥林多嘅教会。
And he mentioned his name.
保罗就提到所提尼嘅名。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 1. Paul called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sothene to the church of God in Corinth. In other words.Although the entire letter was written by Paul, but Paul mentioned his brother. He said, Sothene is our brother.
在哥林多前书一章一节，奉神旨意蒙召作耶稣基督使徒的保罗同兄弟所提尼。虽然这个哥林多前书这封信是保罗自己写的，但是保罗提到是他的兄弟所提尼。
Listen to me carefully. If you don't suffer for Jesus, you are not my brother. I want you to write it down.
如果你冇为主耶稣基督受苦嘅时候，你就唔能够成为我嘅兄弟。
Paul won't call you my brother.
保罗都唔会叫你做我嘅兄弟。
If you don't suffer for Jesus,
如果你冇为主受苦嘅话
，Apostle John won't call you my brother.
约翰。使徒都不会叫你做我的兄弟。
使徒约翰都不会叫你做兄弟。Turn to Revelation chapter 1 verse 9. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God. The word of God means because proclaiming Jesus was the Christ and the testimony of Jesus.Anyone who preached about Jesus was the Christ. Paul has to suffer. Apostle John has to suffer. And Sothene has to suffer. And Paul called him, he's our brother. You don't want to suffer for Jesus? You are not a Christian, man. You are not a Christian, man. Okay?
启示录一章九节，我约翰就是你们的弟兄。和你们在耶稣的患难各道忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，神的道就是主耶稣基督的名，并为给耶稣作的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上，好像保罗他要受苦，约翰受苦，跟着所提尼受苦，所以保罗现在可以称所提尼为他的兄弟。
I want you to write it down. Sothene.Our brother, write 1 Corinthians 1:1. You write down Revelation 1:9.
你 你寫低保羅，跟住所提尼，所提尼嗰度咧，你寫低啟示錄一章九節，同埋咧寫喺哥林多前書一章一節嗰度。
And I guarantee for you one thing: when you see Jesus, He's going to ask you, "What have you suffered for me?" He will ask you, "Have you submitted for me? Did you obey me? Come on, tell me, what have you done for me that caused you pain and suffering?" Just tell me, okay? Just tell me.
我会话俾你听，当你面对面见到主耶稣嘅时候，主耶稣基督会问你：你有冇顺服我？你为咗顺服我嘅时候，为我有受过咩嘅苦？有受过咩嘅患难
？All right? Do I make myself clear? Paul learned the lesson of suffering.
保罗学习咗。
He wanted to leave. He didn't want to speak. But Jesus said, keep on speaking. Don't remain silent. Okay? Keep on speaking. I will protect you. And he did it for another 18 months. Am I right? And now, certainly, because he followed Paul and he suffered. You follow Paul, Paul is going to give you honor. You know what? If Paul gave him honor, that means Jesus gave him honor. Although the entire letter was written by Paul.But Paul mentioned his name. You understand? I write this letter to you, and your ex-synagogue ruler, he no longer, hey, listen to me carefully. The synagogue ruler no longer attend worship in the synagogue because he got kicked out also. Okay?
保罗为主受苦，保罗他想离开那个地方，因为人家要打他。但是神对他说你不要闭口继续去为我传讲，神就保护了他。然后呢他就继续留在那里18个月，跟着所提尼亦都是他跟随着保罗。保罗之后呢就提到他的名，虽然那封信不是所提尼写的，但是呢保罗就提到他的名。如果保罗给你荣耀的话，就是神给你荣耀。这个所提尼呢他是一个的之前鬼换堂的，因为他信了耶稣呢，他现在不能够在会堂那里来到去聚会。
There are two synagogue rulers came to know Jesus through Paul.
有两个鬼会堂的人藉着保罗来到信道。
But the one who suffered is this Sotany.
谁能够为受苦的呢，就是这个所提尼。
And he was a synagogue ruler.
他是以前是一个管会堂的领袖。
And another one?
第二个。
Is Acts chapter 18, verse 8, Crispus.
十八章八节嗰个叫做基利斯布。
And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14, Paul did not say, "I write this letter." Together with Crispus. He just mentioned Crispus was baptized by him. You don't suffer for Jesus, you don't get honor. Okay?
这个在哥林多前书一章十四节讲到这个基利斯布，但是呢他没有提到基利斯布，保罗只是提到我为基利斯布来到受洗。
No pain, no gain.
你没有受苦的时候就得不着荣耀。
No suffering, no honor.
没受苦的时候就没荣耀。
And that's certainly the synagogue ruler.
这个所提尼，这个管会堂的领袖。
He suffered for Jesus.
他为主受苦。
And yet, he still believed.
他仍然的相信。
And that's why I say he submitted to God.
所以我说这个所提尼是顺服神。
Some people suffer a little pain or say, okay, I walk away from God. They're not believers, okay?
佢少少，有啲人佢少少受苦，佢就话：，我唔信啦。
Okay, lesson number three.
第三
，Aquila and Priscilla, they submit to God.
法基拉、阿居拉，佢哋顺服神。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sailed for Syria.Accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila.
十八节，保罗又住了多日，就辞别了弟兄，坐船往叙利亚去，百基拉、阿居拉和他同去。
I want you to write beside Priscilla and Aquila, you write down 18 verse 1 to 3.
在百基拉、阿居拉旁边，你写低18章1至3节。
When Dr. Luke first mentioned this couple,
当这个路加医生首先来到提到这对夫妇的时候，
in verse 2, mentioned Aquila, the husband.
提到阿居拉这个丈夫。
And then mentioned his wife, Priscilla.
就提到他的太太百基拉。
But now in 1818,
1818那段时，
it mentioned this couple,Priscilla and Aquila accompany Paul.
就提到百基拉同埋阿居拉系与保罗同工。
In other words, in the sight of the apostle Luke.
即系换句话嚟讲，喺路加医生嘅眼中
，Aquila was the leader 18 months ago.
阿居拉系一个领袖，喺18个月前佢系。
But 18 months later,
18个月之后,
his wife surpassed him.
这个百基拉已经是胜过他了。
And that's why Dr. Luke mentioned Priscilla and Aquila.
所以路加医生写到百基拉、阿居拉。
Now I'm going to talk to men, okay?
我就跟啲男人讲一讲。
You can keep on listening to the word of God.
你可以继续嘅听神嘅道。
If you don't grow,
如果你冇成长嘅
话 ，18 months later,
十八个月
后 ，people gonna surpass you。
你个太太就会胜过你啦。
Okay. And in here, in the entire chapter of verse 18 chapter, I didn't mention Paul.Encourage Aquila, Priscilla to follow him, to leave the city of Corinth and follow him to the, Ephesus. No. Dr. Luke did not record it there.
在这个整章的十八章，我们没有看到保罗，他，鼓励这句夫妇跟他一起去到以弗所，他没有，他只是，叫他们留在哥林多。
And how come?Aquila and Priscilla, leave their job, because they established a business in Corinth. And now, you know, he leave the business and follow Paul. Is this submission to God? No, is this submission to God? Forsake your own job? Just like Sotany is supposed to have a job as a synagogue ruler, right? Aquila and Priscilla are supposed to have a job.As a tent maker, right? And they sold the business, leave the job, sold the house, and follow Paul. Is this a submission to God? Okay, you write that. They submit to God.
所以我哋呢度睇到阿基拉同埋阿居拉呢对夫妇，佢哋离开咗佢哋嘅职业。我哋知道佢哋系建筑建棚者。所以他们离开了他们的工作，就好像这个所提尼一样，所提尼他本来的工作就是管会堂，他都是因为跟随保罗，他放弃了他们自己的职业。
And I believe through Paul's teaching,
我相信藉着保罗的教导，
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 to 17,
在哥林多前书4章16、17节，
Because that church is the church of Corinth, right?
这个是哥林多的教会。
And this writing is Paul writing, right?
这个是保罗写的。
And Paul said, therefore I urge you to imitate me, to follow me. And they listen to that. They, you know what? When someone listens to a pastor, he thought, oh, this is only a pastor idea. No, this couple, when they hear Paul saying that, I urge you to imitate me, I urge you to follow me,Aquila, Priscilla thinking that this is God speaking to me through his servant, Apostle Paul. You understand what I'm trying to say? And then they follow.
在哥林多前书四章十六节，保罗写信，他说，所以我求你们效法我。很多时，弟兄姊妹听到传道人 讲嘅提示，佢哋觉得哦呢啲只系传道人讲啫。但系呢个伯居拉、阿居拉呢对夫妇，佢话唔系，保罗所讲嘅就系神藉着佢嘅仆人嚟到向我所讲嘅说话。
Imitate me in what？
效法我，点样效法我啊
？Imitate me in my way of life。
效法我就系、我点样行。
My action
就是靠行为
，and my teaching，
同埋我嘅教导
，my speech，
同埋我所讲嘅话。
Brother and sister， when Paul say imitate me, my action and my speech。
所以保罗成日都讲话效法我，效法我就是效法我所讲嘅嘢同埋我所作嘅事。
Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17. Listen to me.For this reason, I am sending to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus. Paul did not brag about, oh, his action is so good. No, his action is in Christ Jesus. And his speech is also in Christ Jesus. In other words,My action and my speech are rely upon Jesus Christ. Okay?
第十七节，因此我已打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我所亲爱有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里。这里呢，基督里就是保罗怎样效法基督耶稣，效法佢嘅言语行为。
A lot of people signal the left turn, but make a right turn.
有好多人咧就打咗灯就转右太。
But Paul followed the pattern of Jesus.
保罗咧就跟随耶稣嘅脚踪行。
His way of life agree with his speech.
佢自己所行所作系。同主耶稣基督所讲嘅一样，
佢所行所作同主所讲系一样 ，is right。但我意思即系话，佢嘅行动啊，同佢嘅教训啊，系一致啊。即系话，佢叫你做嘅嘢啊，系佢自己做嘅。佢叫你做嘅嘢，佢自己做嘅。呢样嘢啊，系好 attractive for people to follow you。你之所以带唔到你屋企人信主啊，你打咗灯转犹太啊，你个屋企人 ignore 你啊，所以 that's why you don't bear fruit. You better wake up. Your action has to be in agreement with your speech. Whatever you say, you do it first. I want you to write down 4:17, right beside 4:17. You write down.First Timothy, chapter 4, verse 16. Watch out your life. Watch out your life. That means watch out the way of life. Watch out your action. Watch out how you do. Does it in conformity with your speech, with your teaching?
你在这个哥林多前书四章十七节那里，你写低提摩太前书四章十六节。你所讲嘅，你所教训嘅，系咪同你所行嘅系一样？
如果你所做嘅同你所教训唔同啊，你都救唔到自己，你仲未得救啊！你只系救到听你嘅人嘅啫。但如果你所做嘅同你所教训嘅系一致嘅时候啊，你就能够救到自己嘅，亦都能够救到听你嘅人。If his actionmatch his speech, is this fellow submit to God?
他的行动和他想所讲的是一致，那这个人他是否对神有顺服的心呢？
Did he obey God?
他是否顺服神呢？
Did he fear God?
他是否敬畏神呢？
Did he know God?
他认识神吗？
Did he live at peace with God?
他是否在主里面有平安呢？
Will power and prosperity come to him?
你是否有能力 同埋有威严。
You know what? If there are two synagogue rulers willing to forsake his own job and follow Paul, that means his preaching is very, very powerful.
如果你知道有两个管会堂嘅人，会放弃佢哋嘅职业而到跟随保罗嘅时候，我哋知道保罗讲嘅道系非常之有能力。
And now another couple follow.
同埋有而家有另外一对夫妇跟随佢。
Aquila and Priscilla follow.
伯基拉、阿居拉跟随佢。
You know why? Because he worked with him. He knows his action. He knows his way of life. And his way of life agrees with his teaching. You understand? And he followed him for 18 months. He sees everything already. You
understand? Why? Because this couple with Paul, see that his teaching and what he does are in line. So this couple quit their job and followed him for 18 months and came to preach.
When Paul said, I urge you to imitate me what? Follow after me. In action and in speech. Make sure your action equal to your speech. Make sure your way of life match your teaching.
当保罗说你们要效法我，怎样效法我？就是你的行动作为和你所讲的东西是一致的，和你所行这个生命的道路是一致的。
Take a look at this couple. He imitate Paul, that's very good.
And next, 他效法主很好。
I jumped the 18, 18 hasn't finished it yet. Remind me to go back to 18, I go to 19 now. They arrived at Ephesus.
我现在跳18章，提醒我呢，到时我再回回转头，现在我去到19章，他们去到
19
节，OK, 19节。
They arrived at Ephesus.
他们去到以弗所。
They mean who? They mean Paul, Priscilla, and Aquila.
他们是谁呢？就是保罗和阿基拉和伯居拉。
Because Priscilla and Aquila follow Paul.Forsake his own business and left the city of Corinth and went to another city called Ephesus.
伯居拉同埋阿居拉就係跟隨保羅，佢哋放棄咗佢哋嘅職業，就離開咗哥林多，跟阿保羅去到以弗所。
Until now, I haven't even met one people doing this. You know, I remember.I asked one of my professors, 彭根辉牧师 I say to him, at that time, I wasn't a pastor, I'm a student. I say, well, do you take any, follower? Wherever you go, I'm going to hear what you say. He didn't say anything. He didn't say follow up to me. Okay?
我记得我以前问过一个的教授，就是彭根辉教授。我说陈继芬教授，你去边度我就跟随你，你收唔收呢啲跟随者啊？咁我问佢嘅时候，佢都冇答我。
Because I look at this Acts chapter 18, okay? He didn't say that.
而家我睇到十八章嘅时候，佢冇讲嘢。
Listen to the perfect obedience of this couple, okay?Second thing, in verse 19, I see that.
我们看看第十九节，就是看到这对夫妇怎样完全的顺服。
They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila in Ephesus. He said, now, they left the city of Corinth. They went to the city of Ephesus. And then Paul tell this couple, I want you to stay in Ephesus. I don't want you to follow me anymore.I want to stay there. And then they listen. They say, I forsake my business to follow you. Now you want me to stay here. Oh man, you know. Did I make a mistake to follow you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? This to them is a detour. And yet they obey. Now I tell you, the obedience comes with blessing. I tell you what kind of blessing, okay?
所以保罗在这里，保罗他带这对夫妇离开了哥林多去到以弗所， 但是去到以弗所的时候，保罗就跟这对夫妇讲话，你们自己留在这里。咁咧，保罗就去咗另外嘅地方。咁所以，如果你哋睇到呢对夫妇嘅时候，佢哋会问：，哇，究竟有冇跟错保罗啊？佢叫我哋自己留喺呢度。
And then the Bible say Paul himself, verse 19, went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. Verse 20, when they asked him to spend more time with them, Paul declined. 21, as Paul left, Paul promised, I will come back if it is God's will. Then he set sail from Ephesus, and when he landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church, and then went down to Antioch. Antioch is the sending church. The church sending them is the headquarter of the Gentile believer. Okay?
喺呢度第十九節後半節，佢呢度咧，保羅就留咗呢對夫婦喺嗰度，佢就自己進咗入會堂和猶太人辯論。眾人請他多住些日子，他卻不允，就辭別他們說：神若許我，我還要回到你們這裡。於是開船離了以弗所，在可撒利亞下了船，就上耶路撒冷去問教會安，隨後下安提亞去。这个安提亚呢，就是这个外邦人那个的大本营。
I find out, you know, if you lead a Bible study, if a lot of people want to hear what you have to say and ask you to stay a little bit longer, you'll be so happy. I'm glad to stay, you know. And yet Paul say that, I decline. Why? Because he knows God's will. Now it's not for him to stay in Ephesus. Paul is the man who has made a vow to follow Jesus, make a vow to submit to Jesus. Take a look at verse 18, you will see that.
这个如果我们带查经啊，那么弟兄姊妹说，哦，很喜欢听你的带查经，你可不可以留耐一点，我们继续查圣经？但是我们这里看到保罗，人家想去留耐一点的时候，保罗都辞却了。为什么？因为保罗是遵行神的旨意，保罗许了愿，他要跟随耶稣的。所以我们回去第十八节看看。
Before Paul sailed for Syria, left the city of Corinth, he has his hair cut off at the centurion because of the vow he has taken.
第十八節那裡講到，他因為許了願，就在堅甲裡剪了頭髮。
Right beside that vow, right beside the haircut, you write down number chapter 6.
你在這個他剪頭髮那裡寫低民數記第六章。
1 to 8.
一至八節。
He make a vow to live a holy life.Before God.
他许了愿要过一个圣洁的生活来到跟随神。
He made a vow not to follow the pattern of this world.
他许了愿不再跟随这世俗的规矩。
He made a vow to follow the pattern of Jesus.
他许了愿要跟随主耶稣的脚中行。
That vow involves a few things. During this period of time,
在这段的时间里面，
He act like a Nazarite.
他将自己作成一个拿细耳人。
He don't drink wine.
他不喝酒。
He don't eat grape.
他不吃葡萄。
He's afraid that there's a fermentation there. He gets drunk, just like Noah.
他惊怕因为葡萄里面有这个发酵，以致他醉酒，好像挪亚一样。
You write that down?
你写低
chapter 6 verse 1 to 4.
写低民数记六章一至四节。
You write down, that is Paul's way of life. That's Paul's action.
你写低这个就是保罗所拣选的那个的生活的方法。
And then you write down Paul's speech. You write down Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. He said, do not get drunk with wine.But to be filled with what? Holy Spirit. Because his action agree with his teaching.
同埋你写低佢嘅言行，就喺以弗所书五章十八节嗰度话：我哋不可醉酒，总要被圣灵充满。
When he lay hand on the 12 apostles, when he lay hand on the 12 disciples,
当佢按手喺呢十二个门徒嗰度
，and the Holy Spirit come upon the 12 disciples.
圣灵就降临喺呢十二个门徒。
Because this fellow, his way of life, he make a vow to live a godly life, and he has godly power.
佢许咗愿要行神嘅道路，所以佢有呢个嘅极大嘅能力。
I want you to write down 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20. Paul say.The kingdom of God is not a matter of speech, but it's a matter of power.
因为神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎权能。
When your action match your teaching,
你的行动同你所讲的一样。
Whatever you say,
你讲咩的
has power,
就有能力。
Verse 5.
To 8.
During that period of time, no drink of alcohol and no haircut.
当你向神许愿嗰段日子，你唔能够饮酒，同埋唔能够剃头。
Okay. After that period, then he cut his hair.
经过咗呢段许愿嘅时候你就可以剃头啦。
Whenever a preacher like Apostle Paul, when he act like Jesus, then he speak like Jesus. You ignore his teaching, that means you ignore Jesus' teaching. You understand what I'm trying to say?
当有一个传道人学效保罗的时候，他就好似主耶稣咁样。如果你唔听呢个传道人讲嘢嘅时候，你就好似系唔听从主耶稣基督嘅教导。
I want you to write down right beside 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 to 7. You write down John 13, 20. Jesus said, anyone who accepts you, accept me. Anyone who accepts me, accept the Father who sent me. In other words, if you accept Paul's teaching, you accept Jesus' teaching. You accept Jesus' teaching, that means you accept God's teaching.
如果你在哥林多前书四章十六、十七节嗰度，你写低约翰福音十三、二十节，呢度就讲到有人接待我所差遣的，就是接待我；接待我就是接待那差遣我的。
Whatever he preach, whatever he teach, whatever he write, is in conformity with Jesus' command.
佢所传、所讲、所做嘅。是同主耶稣嘅教导一样。
You also write down 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章。
Verse 37.
三十七节。
If anybody think he is a prophet or spiritually gifted, let him acknowledge that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. If he ignore this, he himself will be ignored.
就是哥林多前书十四章三十七、三十八节。若有人以为自己是先知或是属灵的，就该知道我所写给你们的是主的命令。若有不知道的，就由他不知道吧。
Now I want to stop here. Look at me. When Paul say, "Therefore I urge you to imitate me," I urge you to imitate me. That means who urged him to say that?
如果保罗话弟兄姊妹们，我愿意你哋效法我。如果保罗能够咁样讲嘅时候，系边个感动佢咧
？That means who urged him to say that? Jesus Christ, right? You ignore Paul teaching, that means you ignore Jesus' command. Am I right?
你唔听从保罗嘅教导，你就系唔遵行神嘅教导。
Okay, take a look of the end result of the submission as far as the Priscilla and Aquila is concerned.
我哋睇翻转头，呢、这个伯居拉、阿居拉佢哋顺服神嘅时候有咩嘅结局
？Because there's a reason for Paul to tell this couple not to follow him anymore, but to stay in Ephesus. By staying in Ephesus, does it mean follow Jesus? Hello.
保罗叫呢对夫妇留喺以弗所系有佢嘅原因。如果叫佢哋留喺以弗所嘅时候，佢哋系咪就系顺服神呢
？So who tell him to stay in Ephesus？
边个叫佢哋留喺以弗所呢
？Superficially is Paul, but behind is who？
表面上系好似保罗，但系背后系
who？ It's Jesus。
系主耶稣。
Now listen to me carefully. Do you remember at one point in time？There's a person who was filled with 2,000 or more evil spirits. And Jesus asked him, what is your name? The fellow called Legion. Legion means over 2,000, right? Evil spirit. And then at the end, he got healed by Jesus, right? And then he wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus said, no, you stay behind. You stay behind. Jesus told him to stay behind.Tell your family member what I have done for you, and that guy to stay behind and lead his family member to Christ. Listen to me. Now, in the same way, Paul say, you stay behind, stay in Ephesus. If the Lord willing, I will come back. And by saying so, that means Jesus wants Paul to say that. And this couple has a total submission to Paul's teaching. He stay behind. He stay behind. And then later on,God can use this couple to be blessed to another preacher.
好似记唔记得弟兄姊妹有一个事件发生，就系有2000嗰个嘅邪鬼。主耶稣问佢：你个名字叫咩啊？佢话我个名字叫群。点解叫群呢？因为系超过2000个嗰个嘅邪灵喺当中。咁主耶稣医治咗佢，佢就愿意跟随主耶稣。主耶稣话唔使你留低。你要向你的屋企同你的家人嚟到去传道，所以后来佢呢个人的屋企人都信咗主。好似喺同一个事件，就是保罗要求呢对夫妇留喺以弗所，冇叫佢跟随着保罗去，而呢对夫妇佢哋系完全嘅顺服，佢哋就听保罗嘅话留喺以弗所。我哋后来就见到呢对夫妇有莫大嗰个嘅福气。
A genuine follower.Of Jesus Christ is not just physically but spiritually. Obedience, submission is very, very important. Because you don't know who holds the future. It's Jesus Christ who holds the future.
真正的信徒就是我们要完全的顺服，所以我们不知道明天发生何事，但是神知道明天发生何事。
And now,Let's hear what Paul is doing after he left the Ephesus. In verse 23, after spending some time in Antioch, he went back to the sending church. Paul set out from there and traveled from place to place throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia and strengthening all the disciples.
在23节，保罗他就留在这个安提亚留了一段日子。就離開那裏，挨次經過加拉太同埋佛裏加地方，堅固眾門徒。
Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. Did we know that he came to Ephesus? Only Jesus know. And then Jesus spoke. Jesus moved Paul.To ask this couple, Priscilla and Aquila, to stay in Ephesus. Okay? And then he was a learned man and with a thorough knowledge of the scripture. And he has been instructed in the way of the Lord. And he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately. Though he knew only the baptism of John, he began to speak boldly in the synagogue when Priscilla and Aquila heard him. Priscilla and Aquila invite this preacher, Apollos, to their home and explain to this preacher the way of God more adequately. That guy is a learned man, Not a lot of preacher are learned men, and yet Dr. Luke is a learned man. If Dr. Luke say that Apollo is a learned man, that Apollo is really, really a learned man. He knows the scripture accurately. Accurately doesn't mean adequately. Still something lacking. And you know what? And Paul asked this couple to stay behind because God want this couple to stay behind to help this preacher to be more adequate in preaching, not only accurate preaching. You understand?
在二十四节，他说有一个犹太人名叫阿波罗来到以弗所，所以我们都没有人知道这个阿波罗会来到以弗所，只有主耶稣知道。他生在亚历山大，是有学问的，最能讲解圣经。这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人。只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼，他在会堂里放胆讲道，白基拉、阿居拉听见就接他来，将神的道给他讲解更加详细。好似呢度路加医生记载话佢系一个有学问嘅人，路加医生佢自己都系有学问嘅人。如果佢话呢个阿波罗系有学问，佢就真系有学问嘅人。但系呢度佢哋就神就差派咗阿基拉同埋阿居拉嚟到继续嚟到向佢将神嘅道讲解得更加详细，嚟到喺当中嚟到教导佢。
But Apollo's teaching on the baptism is inadequate because he only knows the baptism of John. He doesn't know the baptism of Jesus. You understand?
但是这个、
On top of that, he doesn't know. After you are baptized, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Right? That's all. His teaching is not adequate. His teaching is accurate, but it's not adequately. Right?
所以这个阿波罗，他虽然他是有学问，但是他的知识是不足够的。所以呢，因为他只是认识水礼，他不认识我们受了水礼之后仍然要有这个的灵洗。所以他的知识是足够，是正确，但是不足够。
So this couple now start with the wife Aquila and Priscilla.Do they submit to God? First of all, imitate Paul, follow Paul, leave the city of Corinth, went to the city of Ephesus, and then Paul say, I want you two to stay behind. If the Lord willing, I will be back. He didn't know when he will be back. He may not even be back. But he know his teaching. It's God's command, it's Jesus' command.And yet, this couple, listen, stay behind. Later on, this couple can help who? Can help Apollo. Am I right? Make this preacher more adequately. Not only know the baptism of John, but also know the baptism of Jesus. Not only knowAfter you baptize, you're good to go. No, after you baptize, make sure that you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Am I right? So make this preacher more effective in doing his job.
这对夫妇阿居拉和巴居拉，他们是完全顺服神。他们好像保罗说，效法保罗一样。他们由哥林多去到以弗所，保罗叫他们留住，他就留住。保罗就跟他们说，如果神容许的时候，我或者会回来这里。但是保罗连他自己都不知道会不会回来这个地方，但是他们仍然遵行神的旨意留在那里。神就带领他们来到帮助这个阿波罗的传道人，让他更加认识神的道，能够帮助他传道更有效。以致他不单止明白水洗，他都要认识灵洗那个的意思。
And brother and sister, I would like to remind you, if you go to the church and listen to a sermon, if you know what you are listening, apply your heart to understanding, later on, God can use you to help another preacher. Do you understand? Do you understand? If you listen, if you turn your ear to wisdom, they turn their ear to the teaching of the Apostle Paul, turn their ear to wisdom, apply your heart to understanding, make sure you understand what you hear. Later on, when you hear another preacher preach, and you invite him, you don't despise him in front of everyone, raise their hand, say, oh, I'm sorry, you're wrong. You didn't do that. This couple did the right thing. Invite him for dinner, come to my house for dinner, and I tell you more about things you don't know that I learned from Apostle Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你翻教会嘅时候，你听到呢啲嘅讲道，你就好似圣经话，侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明。你就听到一个牧者传道嘅时候，你就会嚟到帮助呢个嘅传道人，你就会请佢翻嚟屋企食餐晚饭，嚟到同佢讲，好似呢个阿居拉、伯居拉嚟到帮助呢个阿波罗嘅传道人。我哋唔系就咁举手。
This couple are tent maker.
佢哋係 織帳棚嘅
Co-worker with Paul.
係與保羅同工.
Listen to Paul preaching and teaching for 18 months.
聽咗保羅嘅傳道同埋教導18個月.
Imitate his way of life and his teaching.
效法佢嘅 講道同埋
Left the city of Corinth,
離開哥林多,
accompanied Paul to Ephesus,
與保羅去到以弗所,
submit to God's teaching and stay in Ephesus,
聽從神嘅 引導留喺哥林多, 留喺以弗所,
and then stay in Ephesus, and now he realized now. Oh, I understand why God wants me to stay behind so as to help Apollos, right?
他現在明白,我知道神為何要我留在以弗所,就是幫助阿波羅。
You know what? This couple keep on growing.
這對夫婦繼續的成長。
I want you to write down right beside Aquila and Priscilla, you write down 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
Verse 19.
The churches in the province of Asia. Asia is a province, and then Ephesus is a city. Just like Alberta is a city of Alberta. Edmonton is a city, Alberta is a province. And then Asia is a province, Ephesus is a city. Achaia is a province, Corinth is a city. Okay? Now, the churches in the province of Asia, that Asia is not Asia, it's Asia Minor, it's in Turkey. Okay? The churches in the province of Asia send you greeting. Aquila and Priscilla send you warmly in the Lord. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord. In other words, Aquila, Priscilla, at the time, Paul write the letter of 1 Corinthians, to the saint in Corinth. At that time, Aquila, Priscilla still stay in the province of Asia, still stay in the city of Ephesus. So that's why Paul say, the churches in the province of Asia send you greeting. Aquila, Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord. So does the church that meet in their house. In other words, later on, this couple not only open his house, their house, he invite Apollo to come here to listen to his preaching. And later on, he set up a home church. they become a pastor. And that is what God wants him to do. In the future, that is how you get a blessing, man. You can come to a church and you don't drop notes, you don't learn anything. 10 years of listening, you are still an infant. You are no use to any preacher. You are no use in the kingdom of God. Because you do not bear fruit. You do not grow. Submit to God, man. You got to grow. 向高处行啊, 朋友. Go to a higher ground. 不要 ignorant 啊, 弟兄姊妹.
在哥林多前书16章19节, 亚西亚的众教会允你们安, 亚居拉和伯基拉并在他们家里的教会, 因主多多地问你们安。 这个亚西亚是一个省份来的, 而这个以弗所就是一个城市, 即是好像我们 Edmonton 是一个城市, 在Alberta省, 阿伯达省里面一样。 而这个亚居拉伯居拉, 我们看到这里, 他们之后原来将他的家开放了, 不单止给阿波罗, 后来就成为一个家庭的教会。 所以很多弟兄姊妹, 我们可以来教会, 来了10年, 听了10年的道, 但是始终都好像一个婴孩一样, 因为我们没有传道, 又没有在神的角度里面有份, 我们又没有去结果子, 所以弟兄姊妹, 不要做无知的人。
Listen to me, if this Aquila and Priscilla pray to God, I guarantee you, and God hears your prayer.
我相信这个阿居拉伯居拉这对夫妇, 若果他们向神祈求的时候, 神必然听他们的祷告。
Because they submit to God,
因为他们顺服主,
they listen to what Paul's teaching,
他们相信, 和顺服保罗的教导,
they live at peace with God,
他们在主里面有平安,
and prosperity will come to them,
和这个福气必临到他们,
both now and forevermore,
从今时直到永远。
This is God's word.
这个是神的话语。
This is how we're supposed to go to higher ground.
这个就是我们怎样能够向高处行。
A lot of people, they study the book of Acts, they don't even understand all this.
很多时我们是读使徒行传,
because they don't study the scripture themselves.
我们都不知道我们读的时候,
you go to seminary, you don't learn this. The professor don't even learn.
你就算去到神学院都没学到这些, 因为那些教授都自己都没学到。
This couple is good. The husband is good. If the husband says, I don't let you do it, can't do it. They are in agreement. They live at peace with each other. They live at peace with God. You understand? You open your house for the gospel. When your son-in-law live in your house, preach the gospel to them. When your mother-in-law, father-in-law live in the house, preach the gospel to them. When you do that, you bless them, God say, I'm going to bless you. You fight with them, you are in deep trouble, man. You regret for the rest of your life. They open their house to the apostles. They open their house to accommodate Apollos, to teach Apollos more adequately. They wasn't proud. This couple knows a lot because listen 18 months. Paul is a very good preacher. Of course, you heard a lot of things, other preachers don't know. He didn't raise his hand and say, teacher Apollos, you miss a lot of stuff, insult him. No. Listen to me. Lesson number 5.
好像这对夫妇, 丈夫和妻子, 他们是和谐的, 心里面有平安的, 所以我们到时有我们的亲戚朋友来到我们住的时候, 我们要向他们传福音, 要祝福他们, 好像这个, 阿波罗, 他们这对夫妇让阿波罗来到他那里, 这对夫妇听了保罗讲到18个月, 他们从保罗身上这个好的传道人学了很多东西, 所以他们没有来到在阿波罗面前来到羞辱他。
没有在众门徒面前。
众门徒面前羞辱佢，嚟到同佢一齐嘅去成长。
Did Apollos submit to God？
阿保罗有冇顺服主咧
？Did Apollos submit to God？
佢有冇顺服主咧
？He could have said, "Hey man, I'm a learned man. I have a thorough knowledge of the Scripture, and I've been instructed in the way of the Lord."And I spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately. Right? He can say, I've done a lot of good things. Did Apollos submit to God?
这个阿波罗他有没有顺服主啊？因为他自己知道自己都是有学问的人，他又能够讲解圣经，他在这个人已经在主的道上受了很多教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲解教训人。但是他有没有顺服主呢？
Based upon John chapter 13 verse 20, he submitted to God. Jesus sent Paul, Paul sent Aquila and Priscilla to stay behind, and Aquila and Priscilla teach Apollo, and then Apollo submit. When Apollo submit to Aquila and Priscilla, then he submit to Paul, then he submit to Jesus. You submit to Jesus?Jesus is going to bless him. And Apollos want to move on, want to leave Ephesus and go to Corinth. Aquila and Priscilla say, wow, that's good. I've been there for 18 months. I know a lot of disciples. I'm going to write you a letter of recommendation. Give them money and send Apollos to the city of Corinth.Do you understand? You submit to God. Don't ever say, I'm a preacher. You are just a lay people. Don't tell me something. You understand? When you submit, you know God's voice. You are His sheep, you recognize His voice. You obey. When you obey, prosperity will come to you too. They give you money and send you to the city of Corinth. And also when you go to Corinth, you don't have to find a place to stay.You get room to stay. I get a lot of friends there. They will open up. You know what? When Aquila and Priscilla write a letter to the disciple in the city of Corinth, if Aquila Priscilla is the one who take advantage of other people, you write a letter, nobody will listen to you. You understand? This couple, a good couple, right? When they write a letter, a lot of people will accommodate this pastor. When you accommodate this pastor, you know,in the city of Corinth, and he teach very effectively. At the end, what did he preach? He proving that from the scripture, Jesus was the Christ. At that time, he preached exactly what Paul's preaching. Do you know that you can be used by God to help another pastor? You got to go higher ground, you understand? Ray, there's two Ray. Ray, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you need to grow?Because you don't know, sometimes God sends you to go to Hong Kong. You can help another preacher in Hong Kong.
在这个保罗来到去叫阿居拉、巴居拉这个夫妇留在以弗所，然后呢就来到去教导阿波罗。阿波罗就跟随保罗的教训，也都是跟随主耶稣的教训。阿波罗他之后就离开以弗所，他想去到哥林多这个地方，就当然啦，那个因为这个阿居拉、巴居拉这对夫妇以前在哥林多的地方住了18个月，所以他说，哦，如果阿波罗你想去到哥林多的地方的时候，我可以为你写一封信。这对夫妇以前他在哥林多教会的时候都是帮助了很多圣徒，如果 你觉得这对夫妇以前是讨人便宜的时候，他现在想写一封信介绍阿波罗去到哥林多的时候，会不会有人听他呢？现在呢他就写了封信告诉人家听这个阿波罗的传道人来到。当阿波罗去到哥林多的时候，他就学似保罗，他将神的道大大的讲明，好似保罗咁嚟到去传神嘅话，就系传呢个嘅水洗同埋灵洗。
At first, 18:5, only Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching and testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ, Now, 18:28, Apollos vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from the scripture that Jesus was the Christ. Through the help of the Aquila and Priscilla, Paul has another co-worker now, Apollos. You understand?
好似喺十八章第五节嘅时候，呢度我哋睇到只系保罗一个人，佢自己迫切嘅为呢个道嚟到向犹太人嚟到证明耶稣是基督。如果而家我哋睇翻十八章廿八节嘅时候，我哋就睇到呢个嘅阿波罗喺众人面前极有能力嘅驳倒犹太人，引耶稣证明引圣经证明耶稣是基督，所以而家咧，保罗有一个嘅同工同佢一齐嚟到去传道。
27, when Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, Achaia is the province, Corinth is the city, the brother at the city of Ephesus, the brother encouraged Apollos and write to their disciple Corinth to welcome Apollos. On arriving, Apollos was a great help to those who by grace have believed.
在27節，他想這個他呢就是阿波羅，他想去到阿該亞，去這個阿該亞呢就是仍然這個省份，弟兄們就勉勵他並寫信請門徒接待他，這個呢就是這個門徒呢就是哥林多教會的門徒，他到了那裡多幫助那蒙恩信主的人。
I want you to write down was a great help. He was a great help to those who by grace have believed. You know what? For those the believer in the Corinth, they say, wow, Paul is a very, very powerful preacher. But there's only one people preach like that, saying that Jesus was the Christ. And now they say, wow, I get another Apollos. And another preacher called Apollos. He said the same thing of what Paul said. Then he said, oh, then I know what I believe is true. You understand? Right? So that's why the Bible says, was a great help. I want you to write down a great help, right beside great help. You write down 18:5, and then 18:28.
呢度咧喺二十七节呢度多帮助那蒙恩信主嘅人，即系好似咧以前保罗咧得佢一个人喺哥林多嚟到去传道，而家咧就多咗阿波罗，所以弟兄姊妹听到话，哇呢、这个阿波罗同保罗所讲嘅嘢系一模一样、哦，所以我哋今日所信嘅咧系正确，所以咧你喺多帮助那蒙恩信主嘅人咧，你写低十八章五节同埋十八章二十八节。
Finally, 19.
最后十九章
1-7. Who do they submit to God?
边个顺服神呢？
Number 5.
第五样
The 12 disciples.
呢十二个门徒
Who has been baptized by Apollos?
被阿波罗嚟到水洗咗嘅。
But Apollos at that time only knows the baptism of John.
阿波罗咧，当时只系认识水礼，约翰嘅水礼。
And these twelve disciples submit to Paul teaching too.
呢十二个人佢都系顺服保罗嘅教导。
Do you know that once you have been baptized, you know, let's say you have been baptized by the Catholic Church, and then you go to the Protestant Church, and the pastor asks you to be baptized, you are so reluctant. I can guarantee you. Or let's say if you are baptized by the Presbyterian Church, by Springgrassis. Or by the Methodist Church by Springer system, the Presbyterian by Springer, United Church by Springer, just like the Catholic Church, and then you go to the Protestant Church, you say you have to be baptized by submergence. You are so reluctant. I'm a believer. You understand? Because you go to that kind of church, you don't even have the whole truth in your heart. You are so reluctant. Where is this 12 disciple? They listen to Paul teaching, say, okay, you want me to be rebaptized? I will baptize. You know what? When they live at peace with God, listening to Paul teaching, what happens? When Paul lay hand on them, the Holy Spirit come upon them. It confirmed what? Paul teaching is
accurately, and Paul's teaching is adequately. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do we need to submit to God, Katie? Do we need to submit to God? Do we need to know God more adequately? And fear God? Humble ourselves? When people say to you, you need to be rebaptized, are you going to follow? That's good. I think you hear what I say.
So, very good. 所以好多人我哋由天主教嚟到去到一个基本嘅基督教嘅时候，或者我哋有好多弟兄姊妹系从呢啲嘅播道会、浸信会，以前佢哋系做洒水礼嘅，所以嚟翻到我哋呢啲正统嘅基督教嘅时候，牧师要同佢哋讲以前嘅洒水礼系唔足够，要佢哋再全身浸过嚟到受浸，所以咧我相信大部分人嘅咧，佢哋都系唔喜悦咁样做。所以咧，当呢十二个门徒，当佢哋听到保罗嘅教导，要佢哋再嚟到受洗嘅时候，佢哋个个都愿意。佢哋就知道保罗嘅教导系正确嘅。保罗嘅教导唔单止系正确，我哋亦都要咧再更加嘅详细嚟到去认识。
Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for using numerous servants of yours so as to encourage us to learn the lesson.Of submission, the lesson of obedience, the lesson of the knowledge of God, the lesson of the fear of God, the lesson of what a disciple is supposed to be. First of all, we have to know to recognize your voice. Just like Apollos hear your voice through the couple Aquila and Priscilla, because they are humble.They don't humiliate Apollos in front of the congregation and invite him to their house, open up their house later on, and they even use their home to be the whole church. And you show us how to establish the church. We remember we first used the house of Stephen Lamb in the house for a few months.That's how we started the Apostolic Bible Church. And later on moved into the rest of the Ray Fong. And later on we moved to here. And we give you thanks for how you allow us to start the church, follow the pattern of Aquila and Priscilla. Start from the house. And whereas one of my co-worker, he refused to follow and...He want to rent this, rent that, and when we go to St. Albert, we don't even have a home, we don't even have a whole church at that time. In the north side, we have a whole church. We started worship in Frank and Lorraine Fong's house. And so that's why this couple, until now, is still committed. A lot of people, they don't want to open their house. They're not genuine believers.They are lip service. They have a left hand signal and then make a right turn. Lord help us. Make sure that we watch out our life, our way of life. Make sure that our way of life are in conformity with our teaching. Then and only then we can save ourselves and save those who hear us.For all this year, you helped the Apostolic Bible Church. When we study the scripture, we look back. As long as we follow your pattern. And it's still working. Same as when we start the Southside Church. We're using the Westside facility. Every Wednesday, we have Bible study.And then through that Bible study, the people know what they believe and they're willing to commit to start the Southside Church. Only one church, that's St. Albert Church. We don't have the home study, Bible study. And that fellow, he thinks that he can do it. I let him do it. And then it proved that he's wrong. Lord, help us through this lesson, through your word, just like Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, if their saying, if their action, if their speech, if their teaching are not in conformity with the standard, with the Bible teaching, they are still in darkness. They don't see the light. Help us to grow to a higher ground. Help us to imitate Paul. When Paul know that, it is good to have a companion, especially Aquila and Priscilla, this couple, to follow him. You can help him. He can receive a lot of help with so many people. And yet, he want this couple to stay behind in Ephesus for the sake of, first of all, helping Apollos, making him be more effective preacher. And later on, this couple will grow into maturity and start up churches within his own house. And also help us to submit like the pattern of Apollos. Although we are preacher, if anyone, any saint, any member of the church who knows God's word and speaking to me in God's word, and help me to submit just like Apollos. And so that we can get a higher blessing. Help us not to be proud and help us to be humble. Because you give grace to the humble, you resist the proud man. And help us to learn from Paul, Sothenes, Aquila and Priscilla, Apollos, and their 12 disciples. A lot of people say, wow, you know, I follow Apollos. Apollos is a learned man. He speaks about Jesus accurately. I don't need to follow Paul. And he can reject Paul's teaching and not to be baptized. If they don't baptize, they don't get the Holy Spirit within their heart. Lord, help us. Those who do not submit to you, they don't know you. They don't have the Holy Spirit. Help us to be your sheep. Your sheep recognize your voice, knows who you are, so that we know who we follow. I pray all this in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say, amen. Amen.